Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We're reading today from Proverbs chapter 4. Just one chapter today, so I won't be before you very long. Amen. But it's so important that we take this time out to read the Word of God. Amen. We started on January 1st, and we will continue through December 31st to the glory of God Almighty. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, O God, and giving you praise for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Oh, Lord God, we worship you for all that you are. You are God Almighty. You are, amen, the all-powerful, almighty God. You, oh God, are the all-seeing, all-knowing God. You are the God that is omnipresent. Lord, men make gods with their hands of metal and of wood and of all kinds of things, and they decorate it, and they put eyes on them, and they put ears on them, but they cannot see, and neither can they hear, nor can they move on their behalf. But you, oh God, love us with an everlasting love, and you wrap yourself in flesh and dwelt among us and gave your life for us, Lord God, and we give you glory. You hear our prayer when we pray, and you move in the atmosphere, and you move in our lives, and you heal our bodies, you heal our minds, you heal our souls. Oh my God, Lord, you cause the wind to cease, and you cause the sea to be still when it is rumbling and roaring and making tidal waves in our lives, and we give glory to you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Bless us, oh God, as we read your word on today. Give us knowledge, give us wisdom, give us understanding, oh Lord God, that we might obey your will and your way. We choose you on today, Jesus. Hallelujah. We choose your will over our will, Lord God. Oh, let God arise and his enemies be scattered before us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us knowledge on today. Hallelujah. Wisdom and understanding as we read your word. Lord, give us revelation from directly from your throne on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 We give glory to God. We give him glory, we give him honor, and we do give him praise. Amen. We're reading from Proverbs chapter 4, amen, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right path. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, and she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked. And do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble.
My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, and they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapter 4, amen, and in its entirety from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, I do pray. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.